Blog Talk Radio.
True discipline do we master the body, true fluid surrender do we master formlessness, true heightened awareness do we interpret the subtle currents of infinite intent into experience. Good evening everyone and welcome to Belvaspital World Radio. We are your hosts, I'm Denise and joined by our beautiful sister Malou. Hello Malou.
Hello Denise.
Welcome, and just thank you to everyone for tuning in and listening. We thought we would just share this week the protocol to restore health and wholeness to the body with the protocol that Almeen has given us for systemic and chronic disease, for clearing that. So we're just going to chat about that and share some of the Belvaspital that goes along with it. How was your week, Malou?
It's been good. It's been nice, actually. I'm very disappointed about the weather here in Denmark. It's sort of rainy and cold, and we miss summer.
Yeah, well, we've had little bits of that, too. I call it the Irish weather. But we've actually had some sun today, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. Have you felt the cosmic shifts happening this week, Malou?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, it almost always falls into place with things going on in my personal life. So sometimes it's difficult for me to discern, you know, what is what, because it's so synchronized.
Yes.
So, but what I felt, I'm not sure exactly what these cosmic shifts are about, but what I have felt in my own life is that suddenly I've had this surge of energy and of determination and of, I'm going to do something. I'm going to start doing, you know, stuff and, you know, work on my, you know, my business and what I'm doing, my website and things like that. You know, I suddenly got a reboot or something.
That's interesting.
What about you?
Well, now that you're saying that, I'm kind of connecting to that feeling of a new energy, new clarity. But I've been feeling major shifts in my body and like processing density, and like I've had aches and pains and that I normally don't experience, like, but I've just been feeling a lot of shifts happening in my body. And it was funny, I was sitting at my desk yesterday and I felt something huge inside, but it wasn't a physical thing. It was like I just felt this huge, like, just, it knocked me to the, you know, to the left, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it felt like, and I almost felt lightheaded, like a little dizzy, but I wasn't dizzy, you know, and it was just like, wow, what was that? And then
interesting.
I got home, and you know what? I had such a, poor Jim, I had a major meltdown with Jim, and I was like, oh, I have to end this cycle. I can't do this anymore. You know, this is not how I want to live my life.
Oh, I recognize that too.
But and it's like, no, life's not supposed to be like this, you know. I want no opposition.
Yes, yeah.
Like, looking back at it, I almost felt like I was claiming something to the universe, that enough with these cycles, you know, I'm manifesting a magical, miraculous life, and you know what? For those who don't want to be in that, then leave me alone. But you know what, Malu, something really big shifted for me after that. Like, it was wow. And then I actually was talking to our sister Sandra this morning, because I was hoping maybe she could join us today, but she's, of course, busy. And she was saying that she felt something like that, a major shift yesterday. Now, for her, she had the feeling that, wow, Almina's back. She's like completely in her body, is what she felt.
Yes, I feel that too.
Yeah.
I can feel, and I see her, you know, within my mind's eye, you know, a lot more now than I have done the last 5 months or so.
Yeah.
Which is so wonderful.
Isn't it? I know.
Oh, I can, you know, I see her smiling, and I, you know, it's so nice.
Yeah, and I dreamt with her last night too, which I haven't done for a few weeks. So, that, and she, oh my God, she looks amazing. Like, totally wow. We thought she was wow before. So gorgeous and luminous and like beyond anything. And she was teaching. There was a small group and we were outdoors. It was really, really good. Yeah. But she was, all I remember from it was I had the message to be to be home for yourself.
Yes. Yes. I have been reminded of that several times this week too. So
really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, to really check in with myself, to really feel into what it is that I want, what it is that I feel, and you know, and to discern, you know, what is what. Am I just going along with, you know, my outer circumstances just because that's the way it is, or am I actually creating it? And if this is not what I like, you know, you have to do something else.
Yeah. And that's so really amazing.
Yeah. Oh. So I took some steps towards, you know, to change things. So, and yeah, that's the reboot kind of feeling that I had this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because then that's how I woke up this morning. It was like, okay, I'm standing in my power, and you know what I don't like, I'm taking responsibility and I'm changing it. You know, I choose to live a magical, miraculous life. That's my existence.
Yeah.
And it feels really good, actually. Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So in going along with all of that, I thought, you know, I was thinking about the programs that Almina's given us for clearing the body, because, you know, I mean, I know for myself, I've been processing, like, it feels like a lot of density, clearing a lot of emotions. Like, I feel not only for myself, but for humanity, for cosmically. And I know you have too, Malu. I know a lot of, you know, major light workers right now and have been feeling those cosmic changes and processing them. And I read, I can't even remember now where I read it, but I think it was maybe on the diary or the Handbook for Healers, and Almina talked about, you know, the body doesn't always catch up, where, you know, when we grow in consciousness and, you know, sometimes the body lags behind and you know, it takes time to, so.
And then it gets uncomfortable, right? And
mm-hmm.
diseased perhaps also.
Yes, yeah. And then, too, if we're not home for ourselves, that's when we're open to viruses and, you know, unhealthy bacteria and fungus and all of that good stuff. So it kind of felt to me like this is a perfect time to share the systemic and chronic disease protocol, as, you know, if other people are feeling the density in their bodies too. It's just, you know, in a way to release the toxins and the impurities that we're holding. So now all of this information can be found. There's part of it is in the Handbook for Healers. There is on the Belvaspital site, there's a lot of questions and answers and information on this protocol as well. So I know, Malou, you haven't had a chance to do this particular protocol, but
not with myself.
But you do have the sigils and the Belvaspital.
Yes. So, I do have it. I just haven't. I haven't done the protocol myself.
Yeah.
But I wish to do it. But I've gone through another fungus, candida program of cure.
Yeah.
So and perhaps it's because I've not been sick enough, to be honest. Because I tend to, and I think maybe a lot of people can relate to that. It's like when you're not sick or you're not having symptoms of something, it's sort of time passes by, you know, and oh well, you know, it's the same with my back. You know, I all of a sudden remember all my back exercises when my back hurts. You know, if it doesn't, it sort of stays, sort of, you know, if you're not in a routine of doing it every day, for example, you know, I just don't get around to do it. I do other stuff. And it's a little bit the same with this. But I do think if people have, you know, most of us have some kind of allergy to some foods, you know, or we have you know, unstable blood sugar, or we have, you know, fungus overgrowth or something, you know, most of us have that. But some people have, you know, worse symptoms and have a chronic disease like diabetes or, you know,
myalgia.
Yes, and arthritis and all sorts of things. And I would really recommend, you know, if I had that, I would definitely, you know, do this program right away.
Yeah.
So, but I want to do it no matter what, you know, just to clear up my body of toxins and heavy metals and things like that.
Yeah, it is. It's quite intense, to be honest with you.
And you have done it, right? Have you done it once?
I've kind of done it a few times, and then I've just used the remedies sometimes, like usually, you know, for what's been happening now where I'm feeling like I'm detoxing a lot, I will use some of the remedies to help. We can't, in Canada, you can't, it's difficult to get all of them, all of the remedies, and they don't ship from the US, they don't ship to Canada. So, you know, we work with what we can.
Exactly. So, and it's also difficult here in Europe. I know there's a homeopathic pharmacy kind of in Germany. It's called ApoRot. If people want to go check that out, APO dash or slash, what do you call it? You know, the
word. Yeah.
ROT.DE. I remember that one in Germany, and I can't remember the one in England. There's one over there also, where you can get the Picani remedies from. if you're in Europe.
Yeah.
And maybe they ship to Canada, I don't know. So, but I know that, like the one in Germany, they don't have all, and they have different names also. A few of them are called something else in Europe.
Yeah.
That makes it a little bit sort of difficult. So, you know, one would have to ask them, you know, is this the equivalent of, you know, whatever, eye tires or something? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. But I'm sure.
But I heard it's very intense, and it is a 5-month program, right? So it takes time to restore the body and to go through this program.
Yeah, it does. And but I'm sure, Malou, you know, like a lot of for the food, the do's and the don'ts.
Have you done the this exact, you know?
I did. Like when Almin first recommended this to us, which I think was probably maybe 2008, I'm thinking. She had recommended, you know, Donna Gates has written The Body Ecology Diet and has done, you know, amazing work with that. And if you're in the States, you can order a lot of products and things that goes along with this protocol. Unfortunately, not to here or Europe. But yeah, I did. I did read the book and, you know, followed the diet. A lot of it is like, you know, most candida diets, you know, no dairy, no gluten, no wheat.
And sugar.
No sugar, yeah. But
no products. Yeah, oh yeah, dairy, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you can use stevia in place of sugar. You know, you can use kefir is big. Like they recommend you have kefir every day. Now, for me, I could only have like maybe a quarter cup because I found the kefir like gave me a lot of inflammation.
Oh, really?
But maybe it was just the kind that I was. Like it was a dairy one, so I don't know if it was the particular type I was drinking, but
did you make it yourself or was it
I would buy it, but you can make it yourself.
Yes, I've only tried it because you cannot buy it in Denmark. You can only make it yourself.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I did, but I had a trouble with it because I don't like, you know, little clumps or lumps, what do you call it, little clumps in the I have difficulty. I don't like that, you know.
Yeah,
so it's difficult for me to think. I sort of, you know, so but I went to from the milk kefir.
Yeah.
I tried water kefir, which I absolutely love. It's a totally different kind of kefir grains. So it's different, but it's fermented with water and then sugar. And the kefir, or the what do you call it? The bacteria, no, the...
Yeah.
What do you call it? Well, the microorganisms. They eat the sugar, so there's no sugar left when the kefir is done. So it's not that it's... I mean, you can sweeten it like with stevia or with a little fruit or something.
Mm.
And then it makes it, you know, like a bubbly drink.
Yeah.
That's really delicious.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to try some of that.
I love it. That's really nice. Mm. I could drink that all the time, but the milk kefir I had a little trouble with. But I plan to start it again, actually.
Yeah, I would. Where did you get the Where did you get the kefir grains? Can you buy them just?
Yes, you can buy them online. And now I can't remember. cultures for health.com. You can buy a different kefir what do you call it, starter packs and things from there. But I actually, when I got it from a girlfriend because they produce, I mean, if you know someone,
yeah,
I mean, they grow really, really, really fast. So if you just had a few days worth of growth, I mean, you can divide it in 3 portions. It's They grow really fast and divide themselves. And the water kefir makes little, it's like clear pearls, kind of. Yeah.
That sounds really good. I want to try that. Nice.
I'm not sure the effect is the same as the milk kefir.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But the benefit should be really, I mean, great. You know, is it in Caucasus or wherever in the mountains somewhere where people, they drink water kefir and they bring it, you know, when they travel through the mountains, they carry it in leather bags.
Yeah.
So, and they get really old and, you know, it has a lot of health benefits. So water kefir is good also.
Yeah, I'm going to. Thank you. Hello, that's really good. Now I see I learned something. And yeah, I'm going to try that because I don't know, it feels to me like it would be just as beneficial as the kefir from the dairy, like even from goat milk, right? And it feels like my body would like that better than, because, you know,
because you will get dairy products, right?
Yeah.
But Almin says that even though you shouldn't eat dairy products with this protocol, the kefir is okay.
The kefir is good. Yeah.
Unless you get inflammation, of course, because I suppose it is mucus producing because it's sort of, I don't know. It's still dairy, isn't it? But it's just,
I think,
fermented. It totally changes its properties.
And it's like a probiotic, right? So it lines the intestines and so it's a healthy one. And of course, coconut water is good too. That you could mix with kefir, and apple cider vinegar.
Mix that with kefir?
You can do that. Or water, like water with apple cider vinegar is really good. And a few drops of stevia in it. And sparkling, like the sparkling water. Yeah. Oh, that's like my favorite drink. And that's something that I still do. Like, I've done that from day one. I love it. And I still have the apple cider vinegar with water. Of course, goat milk is good, but honestly, I cannot get my nose past the goat milk.
No, I've never tried goat milk. We can't get that in stores. I've never seen it in stores here. Only goat cheese.
Oh, really?
Not the goat milk. That's not something you just buy.
Yeah.
But just the goat cheese is sort of, I can't, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So that will be.
Some of the goat cheese I love, like on a salad or, I really like. But it depends how it is.
Because goat, I mean, products from goat is okay with this protocol, but not from cow.
Yes.
Goat milk is okay and cheese and things, but not from cow.
Yes.
Yeah,
because the goat products, I guess it's easier to digest. It's less harsh there than from the cow. And the only fruit juices you can have is like cranberry or blackcurrant, but no unsweetened, right? No sugar.
And no fruit, lemons, right?
Except for lemons, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, highly recommended organic.
Yes, because we're trying to clear out the body, so it would be sort of foolish to put in toxins again, you know, through non-organic food.
And really important, no canola oil. And you know what? It amazes me how many, like, you go into, you know, for Whole Foods, for example, or, you know, even the supermarket, and you're looking at foods that are advertised as, you know, organic, wheat-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, you know, low-fat, no sugar, like, oh, perfect, healthy. And then you read the ingredients, and they're all canola oil. It drives me crazy. I get so mad at that.
Yeah, like, the body can't deal with it.
Oh, why do you cook with canola oil? It's like the worst. It's, I think somebody said it's like, you know, 2 grades below the oil you put in your car. Like, it's terrible, terrible oil.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I think actually that's how it was derived, was from the, it was leftover, you know, engine oils or something. What do we do with this? I'm sorry to say, I think it came from Canada, out in Alberta. So, avoid that. But you know what? That comes under different names, too. The canola oil. I think palm oil, maybe. Also, like, just a form of canola. And I know there's one that I always see when I'm at home in Ireland. It's not canola oil, but it's a derivative of it. And I can't remember now. But, so we want healthy oils, like, you know, pure olive oil, coconut, almond. It's all wonderful. Great. Almond oil is great, and coconut oil is great for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And the olive oil, not for high temperatures. And then what's highly recommended too is the cultured vegetables, which,
yes,
I know. I remember our sister Annie, being at one of the Christmas retreats, had brought cultured vegetables, and, you know, oh, they were amazing. So I guess they're easy to make too at home.
Yes, I don't think that's difficult, actually.
Yeah.
I've never tried it myself.
No, me neither. Oh, and of course, no coffee, no alcohol, no honey, no wheat, no anything with yeast, no yeast products.
Yes, and that means also mushrooms. You cannot have mushrooms either, right? Because that's actually the fungus.
Which is okay, because, you know, I am...
Well, there's so many other vegetables you can... So it doesn't matter, but I actually love mushrooms.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
I'm okay. I like the mushrooms in the garden to look at for little fairy houses, but I don't want to eat them.
and things and
yeah.
But I can live without it. It's not that important. So, but it's just, but we can, you know, we can eat all other vegetables, as I understand it, right? Except for potatoes. Oh. You cannot eat potatoes either.
Potatoes you can, the red ones. The red skinned is good.
Okay.
The other ones,
I don't know the red skins. We don't have that. Well, in Denmark, maybe in other European countries. I don't know. I've never heard about red skinned potatoes.
we have red skinned ones here. And then, you know, the yellowy, normal colored ones too. But
yes.
Yeah, so... And what, you know, what I love is no leftovers.
Yes, that's true.
It's funny, even as a kid, I would not eat leftovers.
Really?
Yeah, huh. It just never felt good to me, yeah. And the reason is food starts getting moldy very quickly. So you're better off to, like, freeze it as soon as you can, and then it's okay. But like just leaving it sitting in the fridge.
I thought that was okay, actually, because I know they've done tests and, you know, measured the amount of bacteria in it. If you cool it right away and it's stored in the refrigerator, you know.
Yeah.
For one day, is it really? I guess it is, because Amin recommends not to eat, you know, leftovers,
yeah,
to freeze it instead and then
yeah,
defrost it and then eat it, you know.
Yeah.
Some other time, so.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I remember that. But all these things are mainly for this program, because it's very strict. It's a very strict program, right?
It's
so if
fair.
You really want to have the results and really want to get well and restore the body in the correct way, you know, you really need to, as I understand it, to really follow these guidelines, because it's not. So I guess if you function normally and have no symptoms and have no, you know, it's I guess it's okay to eat, you know.
Oh, yeah. And
sauce the next day or put it in the refrigerator right away.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the idea is to, like, after you've gone through the protocol and the body is cleansed and purified and, you know, you're feeling healthy and happy and whole, you can start reintroducing these foods and they won't have the detrimental effect that they've had before. And you know what, even some like things that you thought you loved before, and you know, you kind of, I know there were some things like I just really never went back to.
Like what, for example? Chocolate? No.
Oh, no. I did, though. I mean, and it wasn't, I thought it would be really hard for me to not have chocolate, but it wasn't. Like, I think, you know, I was okay not having it.
Mm-hmm.
It was more, because I found with the stevia really took away any craving for sugar or sweets for me. And I had a very sweet tooth, like, you know.
But do you take the stevia? I mean, you mean the stevia you put in your drinks, like with the apple cider vinegar and things like that? So is that what you mean? Yeah.
I found that really helpful for not having a craving for sugar or something sweet. Because I used to love, you know, I'd have my cup of tea and I'd have to have a biscuit or, you know, a little piece of chocolate or, you know, with my cup of tea.
Mm.
Now I can totally have a cup of tea. I don't need anything with it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Broke that habit. And not have the craving for it, though, either, which...
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah,
it's interesting what Amin, you know, says that, you know, the foods that you really crave, usually it's because you're allergic to it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is, yeah.
Because it's because of the adrenaline rush, as I understand it, right?
Yeah.
That it creates. So it's really a fake energy boost you get. And that makes the body want more. It's like a little bit when the same as when you're a smoker. It's like an artificial energy boost.
Yeah, a little high.
A little high, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really made me think. So if I crave sugar and chocolate, it's because maybe I'm allergic to it.
Yeah. Or, you know, we're using it for something else.
Yes, for as a stuff substitute.
Yeah,
definitely. So, Denise, I'd like to... Can you talk a little bit about the phases, because I know it's a 5-month program and there are certain phases that you go through.
Yeah. So the first 3 weeks, we're doing the diet. We've cut out the, you know, all the unhealth. So the Belfast Fatah sigils with the angels, it's part of the volume 3. That all comes in the volume 3 of hospital. So the second time I did this protocol and I was able to use the Belfast sigils, it made such a difference. It really did, yeah.
How did you feel that difference?
Well, it was it didn't seem like, oh my God, I have to do this for 5 months, you know, and all that, like, oh, it's going to be hard. How am I going to, you know, it was just a more graceful process. Like, I didn't have, you know, the bodily symptoms like the first time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd feel bloated, I'd feel, you know, like things weren't moving, and it was just, it was hard on my body, like, to completely detox.
Mm-hmm.
Where the second time around, which was probably like a year later, I did it. The second time with the Belfast Vitale was like, it was just easy.
Yeah.
You know, like, it didn't seem to have an intense effect on my body. Like, some of the remedies I would have to, you know, instead of taking 15 drops, I'd take like 5 drops because
okay.
It just felt too intense for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do it in the summer or during the winter, or, you know, is
yes.
there a certain time of year that you would think is better?
No, I think it's just when you feel ready for it. I believe when I did it the first time was in the summer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Did you lose any weight during this program?
I did.
Not that I'm not implying that you need to lose weight. I have no idea. It's just, you know, a lot of women might,
yeah.
you know, want to, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
A few
I mean,
pounds, and as I understand it, this is possible because you eat so healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I was just wondering if you experienced that too.
I did. I did lose some weight, yeah. I know other people who have done it who have lost a lot of weight. Yeah, got really, really slim. I didn't get really slim because I think, you know, I maybe wasn't as diligent as I could have been on towards the, you know, the last part, because you're starting to feel good, you know. Oh, I can have cheese now. Yeah. Oh, that pizza looks good.
Yeah.
So I maybe wasn't as diligent as I could have been to lose more weight, but yeah, I definitely did. I did lose weight. Yeah.
Mm.
And you know, you just feel good. Like, you have tons more energy. You know, you've sleep better. You know, your bones, your joints, your muscles feel better.
Yeah.
So, it is good. But, you know, yourself, Malou, when you're doing a candida cleanse, it can be, you know, sometimes there can be, what's the word? You know, like, it can be like a negative effect on the body. You know, like, you can have flu-like symptoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the die-off symptoms.
The die-off, yeah, that's what I
heard. Yeah, when you clear out the fungus and you kill the fungus.
Yeah.
When it leaves the body, that's called die-off symptoms. And it can give you, you know, like, flu-like symptoms. When I did my candida thing, over, I think it was a 5-week period. It was capsules I was eating, capsules.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a, you know, a special sort of product because it broke down the walls of the fungus, so it was sort of unique in that way. But anyway, I got a lot of die-off symptoms. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I had to be in bed, and I had a headache, and for 3 days or something like that, and then it got better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's it's not fun, right? It's not.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. You know, and you can't do anything about it except, you know, drink a lot of water, maybe do some, you know, enemas or colonics or something like that. You know, here in Denmark, a lot of people recommend coffee enemas. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
She recommended definitely, well, more colonics, I think. But, you know, the enemas are good too, but I think colonics are better because they flush out more of the the colon than just the enema does. And it definitely helps with the die-off symptoms for sure. And, you know, that's where the Bhavaspata sigils really help with that too, right?
Yes.
They just make it that much less intense and easier. So then in the second phase, which is for the second phase then helps with the lymphatics, and you're also detoxifying the liver. And again, like clearing out the fungus from the intestinal tract. And then in the next 3 weeks, the third phase, then you're taking the heavy metals out from the body, which that can be quite, you know, intense too. But lots of vitamin C during that phase, it's helpful. It's good. And then you also...
Or spirulina could also, just not taken at the same time.
Yes.
But spirulina is really good with that also.
To remove the heavy metals?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But you can't take it at the same time because they would counteract each other, or how do you say that? So either vitamin C or spirulina, not both at the same time.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's good. Good to know. Mm-hmm. And then the next 3 weeks, then we're clearing viruses, bacteria, and uric acid from the body. So, like, sometimes I feel like, oh, you know, maybe my kidneys need some help or clearing. So I would just, for a few days, take some Renalix, for example. Or I feel like, oh God, I feel like I have a lot of toxins in my body. So, you know, just a few days, maybe I'll just take some toxins just to help flush it out. With the remedies, which is good. And then the fifth 3 weeks, we're clearing out parasites and mucus. And also we're starting to restore then the mucous membranes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the sixth 3 weeks, we're eliminating focal infections and balancing nutrients and the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 3 weeks, we're clearing out any allergens and clearing all body toxins.
Yes.
So it's pretty intense, but highly recommended if you're up for the challenge. So and
but you've done it several times. I imagine it must feel really good and not difficult, because it can maybe look a little bit overwhelming with all those bottles and homeopathic remedies and, you know, what to eat and when and all these things. But really, it's once you have the bottles and you know when to take them and how much, I guess it's not that difficult.
No, it's not. And, you know, the thing is, like, if it's, if you like kind of fall off the wagon for a day or two, it's fine. You just, you know, get back on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wonderful thing, well, like I learned so much doing this protocol. Like, for example, you know, not to have proteins on the day that you're having carbohydrates. So, you know,
right.
like what to food combining, which is very important. And I hadn't known that before, or, you know.
Me neither. I knew you shouldn't eat meat and carbohydrates, like, for example, rice or pasta or something like that. That's really not good for you. But vegetables you can eat together with meat, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, you can have.
But what was it like? Because I haven't seen the book. I'm not, you know, I hope I can get it here in Denmark. I'm not sure. Or maybe then I can get it on Amazon or something. But
sure you can.
But it's like every other day, like one day you eat protein all day.
Yeah.
Or you eat the protein that you're going to have. You know, and one day, and then the next day you don't eat protein, you only eat vegetables.
You only have carbs, yeah.
Yeah. Because the body can't, I mean, it's more difficult for the body to digest meat, so.
I know for myself, my body does not like a lot of protein. It can't digest it very well. I feel terrible if I have too much protein. But that's just me, right?
Well, I think a lot of people have, you know, feel that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with protein, I think.
Yeah.
Just not, you know, red meat and things, you know. I mostly eat fish and chicken and, you know, things like that.
So that's good, healthy balance.
Yeah, but I eat it with carbs.
Yeah, see, I eat too many carbs.
I don't never eat pasta or rice or something like that, but
yeah,
I eat a lot of vegetables. So, and is that not a good idea?
Lots of veggies is good. Yeah.
Yes, but at the same time as the meat.
Because when
I think carbohydrates, there's a lot of carbohydrates in vegetables. It's just a different kind than the ones that are in.
So I think if it's meat, if you're having the protein day, it's just protein. So you
How
have your meat, or you would have your eggs, or you would have, you know, your lentils, I guess. It's high protein, but they're also carbs, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. How did that work for you? Can you eat protein for a whole day?
No. No, that was probably the hardest for me. But then I would have I do eat eggs, so, you know, I would have an egg. I mean, the problem for me is I really don't eat a lot. Anyways, and especially if I'm home. If I'm at work, it's different because, you know, you have scheduled breaks and lunch and, you know, you kind of just do, I eat more at work than I do at home. But I would have like a protein shake or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. The protein part was hard for me. But if it's,
But I guess it's not mandatory. I mean, if you do everything, that is, of course, optimum. But
yeah.
I'm thinking if you can do all the other stuff and stay away from gluten and sugar and mushrooms
and wheat and
like that, but that's you eat helpful. Vegetables with your fish for lunch. I mean, I guess that's definitely a lot better than not doing it at all.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I think in the body ecology book, there are like a lot of recipes in there too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to give you some guidelines on what to cook, how to cook it. But I found doing those recipes, like they're usually for a family of six or something. So it was like a lot of food. But, you know, like quinoa, lots of, you know, I mean, online you can, I know there's a VegWeb website has amazing recipes,
Yes.
all, you know, so you can be as creative and have fun with it and, you know. Yeah. But for me, the Bhavasata sigils made a huge difference. Like, they really helped to working with the angels on
Yes.
clearing the toxins and just, you know,
Yeah.
balancing the body was huge.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Always nice to have the angels working with us, you know, and whatever we're doing,
Yeah.
I find. Yeah.
Honestly, Malu, I don't know how people live without them.
No, me neither. I mean, yeah.
Truly, you know, I am so grateful and I feel so blessed to have the angels as my friends.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'm thinking we are just about at the end of our show. Pretty close to it here, so we should maybe just wrap it up. For anybody who does want to find more information on this amazing protocol, there's a lot of information in the Handbook for Healers. Also, as we said, in the Bhavasvata Volume 3 has a whole section and it has all the sigils and the angels to work with as well. And you know what, Malu? I'm thinking if you're starting out, you could even just do that, you know? Just do the sigils and the angels and then work your way
Yeah.
into the
Yes.
rest of it, you know?
Yes.
Would be very helpful, so.
Also, I'm thinking, you know, the food frequency wheels.
Oh,
Find
yeah.
those on the diary, and you know, why not start upgrading the food that we already have? You know,
Yeah.
so start somewhere. I find that very, I don't know. I'm not sure I can taste the difference as such. It just feels different.
Yeah.
You know, the food feels different. I have it in my refrigerator and in the bottom of the refrigerator and, you know, in
Yeah.
some of the drawers where I keep, you know, food and bread and things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
So
forgotten about that actually, and I used to have those in the fridge, and then we got a new fridge, and I think I forgot to replace them. So,
oh.
thank you for reminding me. Yeah, it's wonderful to, yeah, increase the frequency and just
It
help it go down a little easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think it's a mouthful, you know, to some people, to me anyway, you know, with a whole huge, big, you know, program. Sometimes it's just easier to take little steps towards it, and then all of a sudden you're ready. You said, this is now this is it. That's how I function anyway.
No, I think you're right. That's perfect, you know. Yeah, you have to, you know, do like listen to your own self, your own guidance and what feels right. And you know, I always say to people, listen to your body, it'll tell you what it wants
Yes, exactly.
or doesn't want, you know. Just pay
And
attention.
yeah. You know what? I just remember something that I've had really, really good results with in removing toxins.
Yeah.
It's zeolite. I think that's how it's pronounced. Zeolite with a C. CEOLITE. Zeolite.
CEOLITE.
Type TE, yeah,
LITE.
like in zebra.
Zeolite. Okay.
Zeolite, yes.
Oh.
That carries out the molecules and seals in cage. It creates a cage for each molecule of, you know, the toxins, the
Yeah.
aluminum and things like that. I've had really good results with that, and it's just drops that you take. So
Ooh.
that could be a start also. You start
Yeah, that
figuring
sounds
out.
good.
Yeah.
And it's easy for the toxins to be removed with that, the metals.
Yes, and it reduces the die-off symptoms because normally when you take, like, for example, bentonite clay and things like that, you know, it attaches to the molecule of the toxin, and it carries it. It reintroduces it into the bloodstream in order to carry it out of the body, and that will make you, you know, sick because it, you know, you feel it again. But zeolite, it creates a sort of a cage. It wraps itself around the whole molecule. So the receptors on there, you know, it doesn't get in contact with the cells in the bloodstream. So you don't have the same die-off symptoms because it's completely sealed. So it can just carry out the, you know, the toxic components.
Yeah. Oh, that's
great. From the organs.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look for that.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. Just a little tip.
Yes, thank you, Malou. That's wonderful. Okay, well, I think we are just going to say good night, and thanks to everybody for listening in. If you have any questions, you'd like to talk to us, you'd like to be on the show, we'd love to have you. You could just give us an email or a line on Facebook. And I was happy to see your cat bringing you pink flowers, Malou.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it was so cute.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear from you. And have an amazing week. Thank you, Malou, for an amazing show and all that you bring. And to everyone for listening, thank you.
Thank you.
Praise, gratitude, and trust. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.